Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here. Welcome back to Modern Stoicism, your daily dose of timeless wisdom for navigating the crazy world we live in. Today, we're diving into something super important: cultivating those awesome positive relationships and social connections that truly enrich our lives. Think about it, folks. We're hardwired for connection. It's literally woven into the fabric of our being. But let's be real, sometimes building and maintaining strong relationships can feel like navigating a minefield. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling different personalities, expectations, and conflicts? Or maybe you're feeling a little lonely amidst the constant hustle and bustle? Trust me, I get it. Life can get crazy, and it's easy to let those connections slip through the cracks. But here's the thing, investing in positive relationships is one of the most rewarding things we can do for ourselves. They bring joy, support, laughter, and a whole lot of love into our lives. And that's exactly what we need, right? So, how do we actually cultivate those amazing connections? Well, today I'm sharing 5 key takeaways from the world of Stoicism that can help us build stronger, more meaningful relationships. 1. Practice active listening. Okay, this sounds super basic, but seriously, it's gold. True listening isn't just about hearing words, it's about understanding someone's perspective, emotions, and needs. It's about truly being present in the conversation and showing genuine interest in what they have to say. You know that feeling when you've been talking to someone, and they just get it? They make you feel heard and understood? That's the magic of active listening. 2. Cultivate empathy. Think about putting yourself in another person's shoes. Try to understand their situation, their feelings, and their motivations. Even if you don't agree with them, try to see things from their point of view. This doesn't mean agreeing with everything they say, it just means approaching interactions with understanding and compassion. Remember, we all have our own unique experiences and perspectives, right? 3. Choose your words carefully. Words can be incredibly powerful, both for good and bad. When it comes to relationships, it's important to choose words that are kind, respectful, and constructive. Avoid harsh criticism, negativity, and sarcasm. They can really damage connections. Think before you speak and aim for genuine compliments, supportive statements, and thoughtful expressions of care. 4. Be reliable and trustworthy. Building strong relationships takes time and effort. One of the most important things you can do is be reliable and trustworthy. Keep your promises, follow through on commitments, and be there for people when they need you. You know that feeling of having someone you can always count on? That's priceless. 5. Practice forgiveness. Let's face it, everyone makes mistakes, even us. Holding on to anger and resentment only hurts us in the long run. Practicing forgiveness doesn't mean condoning bad behavior, it means choosing to let go of negative emotions and move forward. It's a powerful way to heal relationships and create space for growth and understanding. Okay, let's get real for a second. Think about that time you had a major disagreement with a friend or family member. Maybe things got heated, words were said that couldn't be taken back, or trust was broken. You know that sinking feeling of tension, hurt, and uncertainty? Ever feel like your connection just wasn't the same afterward? Well, I've been there. And let me tell you, those situations can be really tough to navigate. But the thing is, even in those moments of conflict, there's always an opportunity for growth and understanding. By practicing active listening, empathy, and forgiveness, we can work towards repairing those bonds and building something stronger than ever before. So, what are the key takeaways from all this? First, remember that strong relationships require effort, communication, and a willingness to understand each other's perspectives. Second, be kind, be present, and choose your words wisely. And lastly, don't forget the power of forgiveness. It can truly heal wounds and bring us closer together. Now go out there, build those amazing connections, and remember you are worthy of love, belonging, and genuine connection. I want to hear from you guys. How do you cultivate positive relationships? Share your tips and stories with me on social media using the hashtag #ModernStoicismConnections. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of wisdom to help you navigate life's challenges with strength and grace. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.